Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
As I walk along, I wonder what went wrong with us.
Neil Shannon bringing this back. 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book is The Age of the Customer. The website is ageofthecustomer.com. The book is The Age of the Customer. And we're having a great visit with our good friend Joanne Black. She's the founder of No More Cold Calling, author of Pick Up the Damn Phone, How People, Not Technology, Seal the Deal. Joanne S. Black is the name on the book. Joanne, thanks again for being here. NoMoreColdCalling.com, did I say that right?
You certainly did.
All right, that's her website. You can find out her books, all her books there, and all the things she does there, and also the books are available wherever books are sold. Joanne, we're talking about establishing goals for the new year. You say get them down to just a handful, make them customer-focused, whatever customer expectations are. Make sure you check your goals. It's okay to start out with your goals, but to check your position against customer expectations, right?
Well, that's it.
And what's next?
Well, we left by saying clients don't care that we have goals to meet, and that's true. And we've all been involved when we know it's quarter end or year end because we get these phone calls and people are trying to make their numbers. Clients don't care about that.
That's the craziest thing. I've never, ever in my life said to a customer anything about what my particular pressures were. But I've had salespeople do that to me. I'm trying to get my year end closed out, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I'm thinking, so why do I care about that?
Well, we don't. And it's, you know, our clients don't either. I mean, they care about really making the best possible decisions for their business because they are under tremendous pressure to get it right. Otherwise, they're out of a job.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really their goal. So how can we as business owners, help our prospects make the right decisions and still have us meet our numbers for which we're
mm-hmm.
accountable?
Mm-hmm.
And I think the answer is pretty simple.
What?
We need to make them accountable for moving our deals forward.
Hmm.
Yeah, huh.
Make customers accountable.
Make them accountable. So here's what happens. We've all seen this scenario. You know, we have a meeting with a client, whether it's on the phone, in person, you know, whatever, it doesn't matter. And what happens is we think the meeting is fantastic. You know, we have a terrific conversation. We exchange ideas. They thank you for the insights you provided. They agree that your solution meets your needs. You talk a little bit about pricing, and then they ask you to prepare a proposal.
Mm-hmm.
And you even discuss dates for the project. So you leave the sales meeting, and we're excited, we're confident, we forecasted it, whatever huge percent that it's going to close.
Right.
We've gotten all these buying signals. So what happens is we write the proposal, you know, we review it, we include detailed pricing and timelines, we send it to the client, and then we have radio silence.
Mm-hmm.
We don't hear, and we're absolutely dumbfounded. and we don't know why they're not returning our message. And so we run all these scenarios in our head. So what I mean by making them accountable is that we give them a task. We never, ever, mm-hmm. ever leave a meeting without giving our prospects something to do. And if we don't, we just...
What would be an example of something we'd leave them to do if they're waiting on our proposal?
Well, it's very easy. Perhaps we need to ask them to investigate something. We have a question they need mm-hmm. to get back to us on before mm-hmm. we can send a proposal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that we really, they need to maybe check on the decision process, or we need to check. But here's the big thing. We never leave that meeting without setting another meeting.
That's the biggie right there.
Right there.
Right. Thank you for all this information. I'm going to prepare the proposal. I will deliver it to you in a week. And now, of course, ideally, if you deliver the proposal, you do it face to face, and you get to see their face. So you get to see their reaction. I mean, we don't always get to do that anymore. But that's my prime directive is to do it face to face, whatever humanly possible. And but if you don't get to, then you have to say to them, I'm going to follow up with you in a few days after, so they know you're going to be doing that. And that way, I'm not waiting on them. They're waiting on me.
Well, I always have something on the calendar.
Yeah.
With a calendar invite.
Right.
So it's on both of our calendars. In fact, this happened to me a couple weeks ago. Great relationship. Of course, I was referred to this client. We had two or three conversations, and at the end of every one, I always say, let's schedule our next call. And she said, great, and we did.
Right.
So then she asked me to prepare, it wasn't a full-blown proposal, but like a one-page document, which, by the way, I suggest, but I don't just jump to a proposal. Many times they'll say, let's just start with like a one or two-page discussion document
right.
to make sure we're on the same page. So anyhow, so I said, well, let's schedule the next call, because I was sending this to her. And she said, well, we can communicate by email, and if I have questions, I can do that back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
So, Tim, I stopped for a second, and I took a breath, and I said to her, let me tell you what I tell my clients. That you never send a proposal without having another call scheduled. So she laughed and then immediately scheduled the call.
Right.
You can't do that.
Yeah, I know. And you know, I've done this to executive vice presidents of sales, and they see me doing what you're talking about, and they say, come on, Blessing Game, this is what I do to my customers. I said, well, congratulations. We're doing the right thing, aren't we? And then he would do what you said. He would say, okay, you're right, let's do it. You'll never go wrong, folks, practicing the fundamentals, even if the people you're practicing them on know the fundamentals too. Tim Till, right back with Joanne Black. NoMoreColdCalling.com is the website. Pick up the damn phone is your new book. Tim Till, stay with us.
Got a black magic woman.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.